last Saturday, along with being the 100th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday massacre in Croke Park, it was also Inclusion Weekend, run in Fingal. It actually took place over in Blanchardstown. And to tell me all about it, I am delighted to be joined now by Wami Antigi. Did I get that right, Wami? I did.
Oh, hi. Yes, my name is Wami Antigi.
Antigi, yes. Close enough.
Yes, Wami Antigi, but popularly known as Wami XL.
Oh, now, two questions so that I can give you a good run at it, Wami. First of all, tell me who came up with the idea, and then tell me about how it came to fruition and how Saturday went and what happened.
Oh, thank you so much, Donnie. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you the great work that the Children for World Children is doing in our community. We are actually based in Mohodat. Yeah. And the project, the Children for World Children, the program actually started in 2012. It is an initiative of a young girl, you know. Her name is Christabel. She's supposed to grant this interview, but she sent in her because she's in between exams in school. So that's the way the Children for World Children started. And the key objective of Children for World Children is to maintain and to improve the quality of life of our young people, you know, as well as to support the struggling families. So, yeah, and we are really glad that we are part of Fingal Inclusion Week, you know. We are really so delighted. We've been part of that this big project since inception last year. So, yeah, so we did NC Connect, you know, last Saturday, and it was actually very impactful. And, and happy celebration to us,
And how many different, organisations or groups or children took part in the event last Saturday?
It's an open event, though we arrange... We set up Eventbrite, so we have total checked in of about 60, you know. But for the particular event, about 33 people joined in. So we have the young people. The program is all about inclusion, you know. We have the opportunity to bring in some service providers. We have the GAA Tarrestown. We invited the Fingal Ethnic Network. We have Jigsaw Dublin 15. Then the UNICEF was part of our invited. They are part of our invited guest speakers and Wisdom Learning Center. So with the young people themselves and parents and families, it was very unique and it was a very wonderful time. Yeah.
And indeed, anybody who wants to find out more about that, if you look up Children for World Children, and that's children and the number 4 World Children, you will see a lot about that. How many different ethnic groups are involved in this? How many different nationalities come together under this particular umbrella, Wami?
For this project, like I said, is an open event to all the community to participate. You know, both people from the ethnic minority. We have the Nigerians, we have the Congolese, we have the Somalia, we have we have the Irish themselves, and we have some girls are from American girls. You know, we just have people from. It's diverse. You know, we are open to all young people to participate, you know, because inclusion is all about everybody getting involved, you know. So this particular C Connect, the aim of C Connect is to connect our young people to service providers. And that is to us, you know, just to create a more inclusive society for all. And that is what we stand for. So it's an open event that was open to all the young people in Dublin 15, you know. so and beyond, you know, as much many people. In fact, I know that some people join us from America, you know, now that we are online. And this happens to be our first project online. So, yeah, we are really, really so loud and we are so grateful.
And the other side of it is, you know, while everybody is suffering under lockdown and restrictions, etc., the likes of this, yes, where you can hold an event like this on Zoom, and you mentioned there America and various other organizations, and I see UNICEF listed, as you rightly said there in your introduction as well. It means, I suppose, that more people can participate than if you were having a live event at a venue, because the people don't necessarily physically have to be in the room with you. They can be anywhere in the world and still participate.
Exactly my point. Yes. You know, the world is now becoming more global. You know, with this now, with us, you know, the new normal. This is the new normal. So, and we are so delighted. You know, the online format, you know, it was initially very scary. This is our first time ever, you know, to have this online appearance. So it was initially, we were not really too sure, but it actually went good. And we were able to, you know, accommodate more audience across the globe. So we are super excited. You know, we are really, really grateful, you know.
And of course, this wasn't, as I said, it did take place on Saturday the 24th, but it wasn't a one-day event. This took place over a week. It went from the 16th of November to the 21st. So, I mean, it was a five-day event.
Yes, it was quite big and loud. You know, we have all organizations that are involved, you know, all of us coming together, you know, people coming, you know, building different events. So the C-Connect is just one out of many, you know, that participated in Fingal Inclusion Week, you know, and I think it's really brilliant. You know, the idea is just to bring people out of depression, bring people out of loneliness, out of isolation, you know, so that at least we can have a means, you know, of impacting one another, you know. So though we are locked down, we're in the midst of lockdown, but our mind is not locked down, you know. So we are so grateful that our young people, you know, have a voice as well, you know, to hear about how best they can participate. And we have the listening ears, you know, in the organizations, the key organizations that came together, the GAA, you know, the UNICEF, you know, they were there to support our young people that, okay, yeah, the jigsaw. These are the things that you can do for your mental health. These are the ways you can go about, you know, how to regulate and how to become a part of this big society. So it was actually brilliant. Yes, it was brilliant.
And tell me this, before we part company today, that was that event from the 16th up until last Saturday, which was used as the Sea Connect event. Excuse me, is there any more events planned between now and Christmas?
Actually, yes. Because now that we are going online, for our young people, I think the major project we are trying to do with them now is we are trying to do some skills acquisition workshop, you know, for our young people. You know, we believe that, we are happy they are back in school, but at least, you know, they can still be engaged with things that are very useful, to things that really, really interest them, you know. So we are having this POP is one of our program. It promotes our potentials. We call it POP, you know. So it's about skill acquisition. It's about, you know, we're going to have, you know, key people that will be coming online to teach our young people how to do this, how to do makeup, how to do and bake cake, you know, just the basic skills that young people of between age 12 to age 17, you know, just between that age range, you know.
And when is that taking place?
It's going to be, you know, like, it's going to be by early, I think we have, we slated it for the 10th of December, you know. So this particular one for the 10th is going to be about cake making, you know. It could help them to know how to make cake towards Christmas and, you know, to just do something fun with cake. So we have an expert already on standby that is going to pass this skill on to our young people.
Project coordinator Wami Antigua from World for Children World, or sorry, World for World Children.
Children for World Children. Children for World Children.
And it is, and that is the word, or the letter for, as opposed to the word. Wami, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It has been a pleasure. And can I thank you for what you've done and wish you success with any future projects coming up.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Wasn't that just lovely? And they're just little ideas that people have come up with. And as she said herself, that I was a child, came up with that idea. And what a brilliant success story it is. And it does your heart good. And I like bringing good news stories and success and stuff like that to you.